Thank you and good morning. The emergency weather shelter in Eureka will be open tonight, and not because of any cold weather, but because of rain. It's just one step local officials are taking to prepare for forecasted rainfall that could drop between 5 to 10 inches of rain along the north coast over the next few days. Residents should be prepared for localized flooding, and sandbags and sand are being offered by local city public works departments to help residents protect their property. Flooding in low-lying areas is expected, and local rivers are expected to reach flood stage by Saturday morning. The rain will be even heavier to the north, where Curry County, Oregon, and Del Norte County could get as much as 12 inches of rain. Driving conditions will also be affected, and high winds are forecasted as well. That could lead to downed trees and branches and power lines and utility poles. Speaker of the Assembly Tony Atkins introduced a bill on Wednesday that would impose a statewide road user fee of up to $52 per year for drivers in California. Citing decaying infrastructure and the need to improve roadways and cut down on commute times, the bill would raise about $2 billion per year over the next 5 years.
Well, the Assembly Democrats recognize that we've lived through a recession, and during that time, we weren't taking care of critical infrastructure. We're proposing, over the next 5 years, $10 billion to be put into our roadways and our bridges and overpasses to make sure that we're taking care of our infrastructure. It has a huge impact on our quality of life in California.
California has more than 33 million registered vehicles, and about $1 billion per year in the generated revenue would be used to pay off general obligation bonds, which are currently paid for by truck way fees. Those way fees would then be used for road repair work. Responding to the measles outbreak that has infected more than 100 people, including California residents, two state lawmakers have introduced legislation that would remove the personal belief exemption for parents who choose not to have their children vaccinated and then send those children to public schools. Senators Dr. Richard Pan of Sacramento and Ben Allen of Santa Monica introduced their bill at a press conference on Wednesday afternoon. Currently, California law allows parents to not vaccinate their kids, but they must first speak with a licensed healthcare professional, a requirement introduced by Dr. Pan in 2012. With the latest measles outbreak, however, that personal belief exemption will be removed, and California will join 32 other states that require children receive vaccinations if they are going to attend public schools. The Sheriff's Dispatch Center received a 911 call on Tuesday afternoon from a person using a cell phone who reported that someone had been shot near the Salmon Creek Bridge. Before any further information could be gathered, the phone call was disconnected, and despite several attempts, dispatchers were unable to reestablish contact with the caller. Deputies and CHP officers responded to the area and searched around the bridge and overpass in areas up and down Salmon Creek, but failed to locate any shooting victim. The dispatch center attempted to use GPS coordinates to locate the cell phone, but the phone could not be traced. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that the city of Eureka has begun legal proceedings to take possession of and close down the Blue Heron Motel on South Broadway has been cheered by many residents of Eureka, tired of the petty crime and substance abuse that is tolerated at that location and many others in the city. Chief Andy Mills has promoted two former sergeants to captain, with each in command of half the city and accountable to residents, and one of those is Brian Stevens. Stevens points out that residents who take a concern in their neighborhoods are not shy about expressing those concerns.
I believe you can do all the data, you can do all the different projects you want, but if the community doesn't feel safer and on how they're relaying on how their everyday life is to you, that's when you get the true feedback on how well of a job you're doing. You know, a lot of these community meetings are pro-police, pro-what we're trying to do, pro-community, but they don't hold back at all in telling you we need help here.
Stevens mentions that data and how the department regularly uses information in its efforts, but the personal touch is still the most important.
So you get a chance to actually meet the people who you don't hear about in the paper and hear about on the news a lot. They're the ones that actually appreciate what we do every day. They provide us with insight on the actual atmosphere or how the attitudes of the communities are. And compared to data, we're a data-driven department now, and I think it's going to take us into the future and do a lot of good things for us. But you truly can get a feel for the community by when you go out and talk to them.
If you listen to Mills and Stevens for any length of time, the closure of the Blue Heron is just the tip of the iceberg. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.